In Liverpool, the bells are clanging and clamoring from what appears to be a church. Now they've stopped, rung twice. Now the ceremony is over. It had gone on for a good 5 or 10 minutes, I think. Two clocks look into my hotel room, and from the window I see a small brown river. Is this the River Mersey that my old boyfriend once told me about? I thought of him today as the bus rolled into town and how homesick he was for Liverpool and for the big clock that always told the same time. Where is it? For the River Mersey, which, if this is it, is much smaller and browner than the Hudson, which I am homesick for right now. The light is pale and thin here, like the inhabitants of this country, a pale, watery light, not unpleasant, but not substantial. Oh, here the bells have started again, and the ringing begins at the top of the scale and hurls itself down in a mad clamor over and over again in an uneven rhythm. There must be some mad boy in the belfry hurling himself across the ropes like a hunchback. Perhaps he loves someone who doesn't love him. Perhaps he's remembering an old lost love. And now the scale is confused and it sounds like a carnival of bells, a dull, peculiar melody with a lilt but no reason to it. And now it returns to the scale from the beginning, over and over, from the top all the way down to the bottom. The low notes hitting with a dark clanging resonance, the top bells more cheerful, and besides this banging and clamoring, there's no other sound, no shouts, traffic, people, nothing except the stone, the pale sunlight, the small brown river, and the bells on a Sunday afternoon.